As promised, I'm going to read a passage from my new book, Delicious Just Desserts. This passage is from the story, The Fantasy of Friendship, which follows Amanda and Howard, their friendship, and what happens when someone wants to blur the lines. I don't want to go on a fucking date with Mark. He glared at me with what looked like barely controlled malevolence. Clearly that had gotten his attention, and the attention of the other diners. Those closest had stopped eating and awkwardly tried to look at us without appearing to be staring. Out of everyone in the restaurant, I think I may have been the most shocked of all. I couldn't believe I'd actually burst the dam of my frustrations. Keep your voice down, Amanda. And if you don't want to go out with Mark, then why bring it up? His tone was low, almost menacing, and I'd never heard him use that voice before. His eyes flashed with anger, startling me, and I was unsure how or even if I should answer him. I just thought... You thought what? That I'd beg you not to go out with him. You are my oldest friend and I can read you on a level you couldn't begin to understand. I know you have feelings for me, more than the feelings of friendship. But I'm no good for you, Amanda. I have needs and desires you couldn't even imagine, and I won't lead you down a path I don't think you're ready for. I doubt you ever will be. As the world flipped on its axis, I was unsure which part shocked me most. The fact he knew how I felt about him. The cloaked hints of a part of himself he'd hidden from me for all these years. Or that we seemed to have cracked the surface of our friendship, and I wasn't even sure how. My mind swirled, tried to make sense of the situation, tried to catch up. Which dark path is he unwilling to lead me down? How dark is dark? And why did the idea of something I knew nothing about excite me so much? The blurb of Delicious Just Desserts goes as follows. Turn the pages of this tantalising, tasty collection of erotica. View the world through an empowering lens. Walk the moss-covered floor of the forest and learn just how pleasurable business can be. These 8 poems and 6 stories redefine friendship, drip with lust, and invite you to a wedding with a difference. Be tested by sir, be bound by freedom, and allow this anthology to capture and enrapture your imagination.